Well, thank you for that introduction. Today, our guest is Ms. Denery Kane, Economic Development District Coordinator for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Denery, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carl. Nice to be here.
So, Denery, tell our listeners a little bit about NERPC and its role in our region.
Sure. NERPC is the Metropolitan Planning Organization and Council of Governments for LaPorte, Lake, and Porter counties in Northwest Indiana. NERPC works collaboratively across the region and coordinates regional comprehensive planning and programming for transportation, economic development, and environmental policy. NERPC also acts as a liaison between local governments and federal and state agencies for funding, program approval, and policy implementation. So that's a brief overview of the organization.
So, Denery, I know you're working hard on the Recovery Northwest Indiana Loan Program. So what exactly is that program and what does it do?
This is a new revolving loan program, and it was made available to NERPC as part of the CARES Act funding through the EDA. NERPC was designated an economic development district in 2019, and so we became eligible for this when this CARES Act money was distributed. And this is a loan program that's targeted to the hardest hit small businesses, those that have perhaps not been able to receive any other kind of financial relief aid from the pandemic, mm-hmm. and that are most in need. And we're trying to target the geographic areas within our region that have concentrations of low and moderate income families. In addition, if there's financial distress because of the pandemic, we want to help address that for those small businesses.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And they can seek loans to help with working capital as well as fixed assets.
I see. So are there certain criteria that the applicants have to meet to be eligible?
Yes, there's two threshold criteria. One, they have to have operations that have been in existence since before January 1st, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a loan program for startup businesses. It's to help our existing businesses that have existed as of January 1, 2020. And then they also have to demonstrate and explain how they've been negatively impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. So those are the two threshold questions that have to be met in terms of eligibility. And naturally, they have to have operations in Lake, LaPorte, or Porter County as well.
I see. So I know businesses and organizations are eligible to apply. So what kinds of projects are available or are eligible for this loan program?
Well, the two general categories are working capital loans. So that could be used for rent, for payroll, things like that. Fixed assets are also eligible if there's machinery or vehicles that are needed. There's also marketing and signage that would be eligible as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the category of fixed asset and working capital are kind of the big two categories. And so if it's assistance with rent or payroll, or the need to do different advertising or marketing, or maybe there's a truck that needs to be replaced. Those are all the kinds of things that we can loan money for.
I see. So how much money is available for an individual applicant?
Well, we expect the average loan to be about $50,000. The loan can be as high as $100,000 and as small as $10,000.
I see. And so I think folks tend to think of NERPC as the roads, bridges, and trails planning folks. So how does this loan program fit in with NERPC's long-range term and short-term goals?
Well, NERPC has an economic development component as part of their mission objectives. And they had previously and are still administering a revolving loan program for LaPorte County that has been in place for over 30 years. So this is really not a continuation of that, but just a second element of providing services associated with revolving loan funds. But this one is more comprehensive and specifically targeted to help recover economically from the pandemic, and the fact that it's available in all three counties.
I see.
So we think that it will expand the service that NERPC can provide in terms of promoting economic development services to small businesses.
And is there a term expiration on this, Deneray? How long will this grant, this loan program, be available?
Well, we have to disperse the funds by July of 2022, and then the loans are typically going to be made anywhere from 2 to 10 years, depending on the type of loan that you're seeking.
I see.
So as the loans are paid back, that money will revolve back into the fund to be loaned again.
Wonderful.
But the initial disbursement has to be taken care of by July of 2022.
I see. So how can our listeners learn more about the Recovery Northwest Indiana Loan Program?
Well, they can certainly call me at 219-985-3368. And they can also go to NERPC's website at www.nirpc.org/recovernwi. And we have an online application and a summary of the program there. We have $530,000 that we need to loan out. So I'd encourage your listeners to look at the webpage and also call me if they have questions. I do like to talk to people in advance so that I can make sure I explain, you know, all the particulars associated with the program.
A lot of interesting information, and that will do it today for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Deneray Kane, Economic Development District Coordinator for the Northwestern Indiana Regional Planning Commission, or NERPC. Green Fleet Radio airs 3 times each Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thank you for joining us, and remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.